When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, time right now for a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We got a pair of field level tickets to the Bombers taking on St. Louis. Yankee Stadium, Sunday, September 1st. Right now, be the fourth caller, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. For your chance to win, it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. Box office blitz and The Fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Let's head out to Brooklyn. It's Richard. It's The Fan. What's going on, Richard? Richard's not paying attention. We'll see if we can get him back up. Stanford, we go. It's Brett. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, Boots. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brett. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Hey, Boots. I don't know if you remember me, but we met a while back at Rico's Pizza. We were talking a little Pearl River St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yes. Nothing like St. Patrick's Day Parade in Pearl River, New York. It's an amazing It's an amazing experience. It really is. When I was at St. Catharines, we marched in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So in St. Catharines is now closed.
That.
Yes, but St. Patrick, it's one of the great, if you celebrate St. Paddy's Day, and I think a lot of people do, but parade in the city is fantastic. If you're outside of New York, Pearl River St. Patrick's Day Parade is epic.
Yeah, and I think we were talking a little Lake Isle Country Club, because I go there over the summer, and I think your wife is from that area.
Yes.
So we were talking a lot of local flavor over some good pizza.
Oh, Rico's is fantastic. Bar pie.
I love it. Love Rico's.
Yes.
Love Rico's. But hey, real quick, just wanted to get your opinion on the college football season. I'm a big college football fan, diehard Iowa Hawkeye fan. We are going to score points this year, so
I
just want to let everybody know out there. We are. We're going to score more than 14 a game. But I wanted to get your thoughts on this weekend's games, which games you had scheduled, what do you think is going to be, enticing for the weekend.
Just on this weekend or on the whole?
This weekend.
Let me look. I haven't broken down, looked at the entire schedule this weekend coming up. Clemson, Georgia is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Down in Atlanta, that's going to be fun. I'm curious about Clemson this year. That's an interesting matchup. I always like Miami and Florida. Let's see exactly. And Notre Dame, Texas A&M is going to be a good one as well.
I think locally, UConn, Maryland's going to be good. UConn's breaking in a brand new quarterback that they got from Wisconsin.
I saw Jim Moore make the announcement at his presser the other day. Yeah, I think UConn, I think it'll be interesting to see if the Huskies can get their program to the point where they once were.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then another big game you got on Thursday night, North Carolina and Minnesota. I think that's actually going to be a real good football game to watch.
I can't really break down, to be honest with you, I can't really break down the Minnesota Golden Gophers right now at this stage. Get myself ready for a little Rutgers football tomorrow night as they take on Howard. Curious to see USC, what they look like post Caleb Williams, Lincoln Riley under a little bit of pressure. They're taking on LSU. What is LSU going to look like, after they lost all that offensive talent led by Jaden Daniels, who was drafted second overall by the Washington Commanders, and obviously Malik Nabers, who I think is going to be an absolute stud for the New York Giants. It's an interesting college football season because this is the year of the expansion of the playoff system, right? So can you be part of that top 12 and be a part of that new playoff system at the end of the season? I think that's going to bring a lot of people into the equation. The expansion of when you look at the Big Ten Conference with USC and UCLA now being a part of it, the Pac-12 dying off or the Pac-10 dying off. I mean, everything has changed in college football so much. Now with no Nick Saban at Alabama, what do the Crimson Tide look like? Georgia is expected to be brilliant once again. They've got a big time quarterback prospect for the Georgia Bulldogs. Those are some of the things that you follow early on here. I like the kickoff of the college football season. I understand it's gotten underway already, but Labor Day weekend, people get into it. I know people love to bet it. I think this season is going to be more interesting than any other year, given the fact that we're having the expansion of the playoffs this season. Let's head out to Wantagh. It's Ed. It's the fan. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Moose. I hear you talk about your kids all the time, and it's a great addition to the show. And I'm a friend of Figgy's too, so I hear you on the TV talking about your
Figgy's
kids.
Great. Love it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was on that walk-off championship game last weekend.
Oh, were you? Up in Syracuse?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Myself and my wife, who I think you have met in the past.
I have met your wife. Yes, Ed. That's awesome. Yes, that's awesome.
Yes, yes.
For everyone that doesn't know, Figgy, along with a number of former Mets, they have fantasy camps. They had one last weekend up in Syracuse. They do a big, like, 2 or 3 week one where you sign up for a week, but they do it like back to back to back down in Port St. Lucie in November, I believe it is. And so, you're able to play against former Mets and, managed by and Figgy's team was able to come back and walk it off and win it in the championship game. So congratulations on that, Ed.
Thank you very much. So the reason why I was calling is, do your kids play Little League Baseball?
They do not.
Okay.
They do not. And now, so, it is, they play, and it's not a case of pressuring one way or the other. Like, I don't believe in that. And my wife, Donna, does not believe in that either. So, the one thing, I've talked about it before, they're not playing tackle football, not at this age. They want to go do that. Yep. Later on, a sophomore, junior in high school, they're athletically gifted enough to be able to play it. That's one thing. They'll play flag football. They play hockey. They play lacrosse. They found baseball to be a little bit slow. Only one of my kids, Paul, has a little bit of interest in it. He might play next summer. But outside of that, no. The other two, Jackson and Gregory, do not.
Well, one of the things I would suggest to anybody whose kids are involved in baseball, want to see baseball, take them to the Little League World Series. It is the most pure baseball event. I did it for a number of years with my kids. It was fantastic. It's free. The food is cheap. And you can go and just watch baseball played the way that it's supposed to be played. It was fantastic.
How long, Ed, if you don't mind me asking, how long did you spend in Williamsport taking in the games? Like, did you go for 3 or 4 days? How?
I've done it a couple different ways. I've done it where I've gone for 3 days. I've gone for 1 day. It's better if you go for a couple of days.
Okay. No, I think what bothered, I think the transition from mechanical pitching to kid pitching and the way that the game was played, how slow the game was, they were not into it. And listen, I loved baseball growing up, Ed. I did. I played Pearl River Little League, South Orangetown. I enjoyed it. Over there, I forget the field that I played at, but someone will shoot me a text, but Anderson Field in Pearl River, New York. But it was, I enjoyed it. I loved him. One of the things I taught, my son Jackson early on when he was, when he was first was to hit lefty so he can, switch hit, and do that. Now, he writes righty, but, he's a lefty. He's a left-handed shot when he skates. He's a left-handed shot in lacrosse. He's a left-handed bat in baseball. So he does all that. And, we did that early on because I thought, it'd be advantageous for him if he wanted to ever play baseball to be a lefty bat. And, he just didn't pick it up. Not that he couldn't play it. It's just that he wasn't interested in playing it. And I wasn't going to be one of those parents like, oh, you have to play it. This is what, your dad did. You have to play. No, go in and sports supposed to be fun. Be part of a team. There's a lot to learn from being a part of a team as a young kid. You learn, about you know, you learn about leadership, you learn about hard work, you know, everyone working together for one common goal, all those things. Like, there's a lot of life skills to pick up when you're playing, you know, sports at a youth level. I know some people can take it, you know, kind of crazy with all that kind of stuff, but, you know, baseball was something that, you know, any of my three sons really have kind of picked up or gravitated to. If they did, I'd be all for it. I really would. I'd be like, ah, this is great. Sit there at the field, have a hot dog, have a, you know, a soda. Maybe a little bit more water, as my wife would tell me. But at least have the hot dog. But no. But I think the Little League World Series at Williamsport is a tremendous event. I want to get my kids out there. Could call it. Appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.